Our guest in the cafe this morning is Derek Price, the author of the Car Gazing column that you see in the Greenville Herald banner, and it's distributed around the country. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
You're driving something called a Polaris Slingshot?
Yeah, this week I'm driving one of the more unusual cars I've ever driven in my life, and I say the word car, it's actually kind of half car, half motorcycle. It's got two wheels in front, one wheel in back, no doors, no roof, very, very stripped down, basic vehicle, and boy, for somebody who likes sports cars or motorcycles, that kind of thing, it is a fun machine to drive.
Wow. So you're not enclosed. You're out there in the open under the beautiful sky and the wind in your hair and all of that.
Exactly. Yeah, you're very much a part of the world, just like a motorcycle. It's got a little bitty windshield on it, but no roof whatsoever, so the wind whips around like a hurricane when you're on the highway.
And
something else.
Can any person be seated other than the driver?
It has one other seat in it, so there are two seats side by side, and it's, you know, by motorcycle standards, pretty comfortable and practical. You've got a couple of little storage spaces behind your back. By car standards, it's extremely impractical, though. So, you know, it's kind of halfway in between. It's one of these things that's definitely more of a toy than an everyday type vehicle. Starts somewhere around $20,000. The one I'm driving is about $30,000 with a bunch of options on it. So for a toy, that's a lot of money. For a car, you know, it's especially something that's very fast, very high performance, it's not that much money, really.
Yeah. So how fast does it go?
Good question. It's okay, not as fast as a sport bike motorcycle would be, but way faster than the vast majority of cars. So it's extremely, it's got a fantastic power to weight ratio. It makes about 180 horsepower and is a very lightweight vehicle made almost entirely of plastic with just a steel tube frame. So it has none of the car safety features you'd expect. No side impact protection, no airbags, no collapsible steering column, nothing like that. And you operate it very much like a car. It's got a regular gas pedal, clutch pedal, brake pedal, standard configuration, standard 5-speed manual transmission, and a General Motors 4-cylinder engine up front. So really interesting vehicle.
But it's uncertain how fast.
I'm not sure what the top speed is. Yeah.
What do you guess?
I would guess 140, 150.
Really?
Yeah, in a little bitty vehicle. But the real thrill about it is the acceleration. Necessarily the top speed. The top speed I would never care to approach, because it's pretty terrifying at 75 on the interstate.
I'll bet it is.
Yeah, driving right next to these 18-wheelers and a little bitty lightweight contraption. Man, it's intimidating.
That little narrow passage there on I-30 going west.
Yep.
Yeah. Right. We're talking with Derek Price, and Derek is the author of the Car Gazing column. We're not going to have a heck of a lot of time for this, but I came across an interesting article about five ways cars are more dangerous than they used to be, and generally speaking, cars are safer.
Yeah, if you look at all the safety features they've got now, it's more than ever before, all these high-tech sensors and active safety features, but there are some ways that definitely there's a little bit more risk today. I think everybody can guess the number one reason that would be, so we'll get that right out of the way. It's distractions. People are texting on their phones, talking on the phone.
But part of the distractions are not on the cell phone, they're in the car itself, is one of the points of the article. There's so many things on that instrument panel now.
Yep. A lot more things to mess with, a lot of buttons to fiddle with, for sure. So it's not just the devices, but all the touchscreen technology and things like that can definitely be a distraction.
Mm-hmm. Another thing is greater weight, and I was surprised by this. If you have the information, you can go ahead and say that.
Yeah, it's a 1976 Honda Accord, weighed about 1,900 pounds. 2018 Honda Accord weighs about 3,400 pounds. Huge difference. If you're going to be in a wreck, you want to be in a heavy car, right? But you don't want to be hit by a heavy car.
Yeah.
So the fact that today's cars are so much heavier than they used to be for the same model, that to a certain extent, it makes everybody else less safe around you.
Yeah. It said there's a 47% increase in fatalities for every 1,000 pounds.
Yep,
added
I'm
to
not
the weight of the car. Yeah, of course. Then there's along with that a higher, greater power to weight ratio, and you were kind of discussing that with the Polaris Slingshot.
Yeah, yep, absolutely.
I came across another statistic just in doing out of curiosity. Cars are safer. The rate of deaths is about half today what it was in 1975.
Yep.
So, you know, we're being nitpicky here a little bit and saying that some cars are less safe, but there are some factors in which cars are more dangerous.
Yep, overall they're definitely safer, but some of these things, another one's reduced visibility. You know, the design of new cars, the trend today is to have what they call a high belt line. So you've got these narrow windows and it looks sleek and coupe-like, and it's a cool looking car, but you can't see outside near as well. You can't see around behind the vehicle when you're backing up as well, when they've got those high belt lines. Overall, the cars that people like to look at that are so pretty, usually you can't see out of them very well. That's kind of a rule of thumb.
All right, something to think about. Derek, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Derek Price, who writes the Car Gazing column. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.